Hi everyone, Dominic here. I know we said we had released the final episode of the year already, but we couldn't help but offer you an extra little Christmas audio goodie that is hopefully going to warm the cockles of your heart. I'm here today to introduce something that was originally released during the rather gloomy pandemic-y Christmas of 2020. And at the time, I rather boldly pronounced with very little actual evidence that it was probably a world first, the first time a tweet thread had been turned into a piece of sound-designed audio storytelling. Now, turning a tweet thread into a Christmassy audio piece may sound like a weird idea, and perhaps it was, but the tweet thread in question isn't just any tweet thread. It was, in my opinion, the most touching Christmassy tweet thread that has ever been written on that godforsaken website. So without further ado, here are the dulcet tones of Darak O'Shea reading Richie Craven's magical tweet thread about an experience he had in Ireland whilst working at a chain of the department store Marks & Spencer's, also known as M&S.
The most stressed out I've ever been about Christmas was when I was 16 and I got my first ever job working at Marks & Spencer's in Dundrum. As soon as I started, I kept hearing these myths about the Christmas Eve waste sale, where all the food that wasn't sold on the 24th was marked down 90%. Everyone I worked with kept telling me not to get anything in beforehand, because there was so much left that you could get your whole Christmas meal after the shop had shut on the 24th. Dad and I argued for weeks about it, going back and forward on whether to get a turkey beforehand. Eventually, we decided we were going to risk it. I was working until close on Christmas Eve anyway, so my dad said we may as well give it a go. Before I went to work that day, he told me, "Just at least try and get a turkey, no matter what happens." It was the most stressed I've ever been working in retail, which is saying something. I worked in Home and Gifts, so every chance I got, I would sneak over to Foods and see how busy it was, how many turkeys were left. It was busy, and I was convinced there'd be nothing left. Eventually, closing time rolls around, and all the staff clock out and wait for the sale to start. Now comes my next heart attack. I thought it was just whoever was working Christmas Eve that was able to go, but the entire workforce had trickled in since closing, and I was waiting. I'm 16 years old, and I feel like my family's entire Christmas is riding on me. I swear to myself that, no matter what happens, I'm going to come out of this with at least a turkey, no matter who I have to bludgeon to get it, even if it means not having a job on the 26th. The main foods manager comes out and ceremoniously announces that we can go in, and I stick my head down and charge. I don't go quite as far as to trample anyone, but I can't say that I wouldn't have if it had come to it. I'm convinced it's going to be an all-out brawl, and it's like something out of a Harry Potter Christmas scene or the end of Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Let the feast begin.
There is so much food left. Everyone there could have taken two turkeys and there would still have been some left. This was Christmas 2006, by the way, the height of the Celtic Tiger. I grab a turkey the size of an American toddler, and then I'm just kind of at a loss. There really was so much left over. I ended up grabbing sausage stuffing, croquette potatoes, duck fat roasters, candied parsnips and carrots. I start to drift towards the tills, and the manager asks me what I'm doing. I think I've taken too much. There's some spending limit I hadn't heard of. Instead, he's asking me why I'm wasting food and throws pork crackling and sticky toffee pudding into my basket. I go to the till expecting this to be the big reveal where it'll actually end up costing me my entire month's pay. It costs €23. Now, my only problem is that I have about 16 kilos worth of food, and I've arranged to meet my dad 2 kilometers away, because Dundrum parking is extortion. There's also no point in ringing him and asking him to come closer, because my dad comes home from work every day and puts his phone in the kitchen drawer, and that's where it stays until he leaves for work the next morning. Does this defeat the purpose of a mobile? Yes. Yes, it does. Anyway, I schlep this bounty all the way to where we are supposed to meet, and I see that he is literally pacing at 11 p.m. in December outside his car. He sees me and he looks like a husband waiting for his wife's operation results. When we went through the shopping bags in the boot of our Corolla, I swear I got some inkling of what it must be like to win Wimbledon. Do that thing where you climb the stands to hug your parents. He was instantly like, "Rich, this is too much. How much did you spend? The whole idea was that this is supposed to cost less." I showed him the receipt, and we ended up driving home, blasting Springsteen the whole way. Yes, Dad had to start prepping and cooking a turkey at 11:30 the night before. But the next day, we ate like kings. Or, at the very least, like people from Dalkey. Anyways, the food was great. And the best thing was that Dad made a big deal about me providing it. Anytime someone said they liked something, he'd give me an elbow in the ribs. By the end of the dinner, he'd have sworn I'd have taken the job as some sort of Ocean's 11 style long con. Anyway, this Christmas is probably going to be a bit shit in comparison, so it was nice to reminisce about a better one. Also, I got a Creative Zen MP3 player, which I'm still convinced is the pinnacle of music technology.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our little Christmas Eve offering. I've got a few very important people to thank for making this audio beauty possible. Thank you, firstly, to Richie Craven, who wrote those beautiful words and let us record them for this podcast. When the tweet thread initially went viral back in 2020, he encouraged people to consider donating to the children's charity Barnardo's in Ireland. That's something we did back then, and we will do again now. If you enjoyed the story, then please consider donating to them too. Huge thanks to longtime friend of this podcast, Derek O'Shea, for reading Richie's words so beautifully. And thank you to producer Katz Laszlo for producing this piece and giving it its sumptuous sound design. Finally, thank you to the wonderful musicians Owen O'Kennewan and Alton O'Brien, who allowed us to use their music for this piece. We'll be back, before you know it, in 2024 with more episodes of The Europeans. See you all then.